What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Missed part of the show? We got you covered at BubbaArmyHQ.com. Now back to Bubba Live Worldwide.
We got a couple people on the phone lines. I'm not going to be able to talk to you. I got a big-time star from Plano, or I should say from the north. Are you from the north side of Dallas?
Or really? Technically, you always get it wrong because I don't want to dox myself, but you... Love
Dallas,
to talk about
Dallas
the beautiful,
proper.
You'd love to talk about the beautiful duplex I live in, but I live in University Park, the nicest suburb in the United States of America, in my opinion, and definitely
right.
The
is that where Glenn Beck is that where Glenn Beck lives? Are you right on the like on the railroad tracks part of Glenn Beck's neighborhood?
I am in the cheap part of this nice neighborhood, but no, he lives out in one of the suburbs. I'm in the heart of Dallas. We're actually surrounded all of Dallas. We're in the center of it, University
right.
of Highland Park. But listen, it's not about where I live. You know,
it's
I live
about
in a
what
home.
You've been going through, and here's the timeline. So last Friday, we have you on the air, and we noticeably could see that you were distressed somehow, physically. Even our doctor was like, "Man, he's having like a heart attack type symptoms, sweating." You know, clammy, hot, could not get cool. I don't know if you had shortness of breath or anything like that, but I think your issues potentially started happening at real time with us live is when, because you, when you first got there, you were kind of calm, and as you were walking to your gate, it kind of, the anxiety and the heart potential, like your issues started kind of happening right in front of us live on the air.
That's exactly correct. And so you're making fun of me, like, were you partying? I was like, no, I rolled right out of bed. That was a 6:30 flight. It was like 7:30 y'all's time. And I just start sweating. And I get to New York and I'm walking around and I'm like, God, my chest, like, you know, like a toothache. It wasn't like my chest was hurting. It was just like aching. I'm like,
right.
It's kind of like a light ache. And I wasn't having palpitations. I wasn't even
kind of like just a nuisance ache.
Was it like a tetanus?
Not even tight. It was just like almost like I had like a toothache. That's how I described it. Like, you know, a toothache, you kind of touch it, but it's inside.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't my skin. And you remember my boxing match? I got punched in the chest. That was different because it like hurt. You know, if I touched
plus
it.
That guy was a pussy.
It was acute.
But I'm just saying, I was trying to touch it and it wouldn't affect it. Right.
Right.
It was different than like a punch to the chest.
Well,
so
no,
like
I think the punch was more of an external like bruise, whereas the pain that you potentially might have been having on Friday is you could tell that it was kind of maybe more internal kind of ish.
Yes. So listen, so I had a crazy day that Friday. As soon as I land in New York, I go check into my Fairfield Inn hotel.
Which is the cheapest
in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But free breakfast.
What does the Fairfield Manhattan cost tonight? $250.
It's a Marriott property, and I had a Priceline 8% off an express deal, so I ended up getting like three nights for $500. But usually it's like $250. But that's neither here nor there. Let me just tell this story. You always get me off track. I go immediately to the hotel, then I go straight to a city council meeting. I go to two meetings. I get basically arrested in both meetings. I'm going to post one of them today, another one tomorrow.
Yeah, we didn't see any of that. You didn't see any of that great content.
I haven't posted it yet because I'm waiting to post it all.
Because we like to repost your stuff because we're partners. You know,
and that's why I love you guys.
Right,
so long story short, because it was crazy. So I do all this. And after the second one, I deal with all these cops, literally six cops. I'm almost going to fight. I'm about to post that video tomorrow. That's my most chaotic city council video I've ever done in New York City or ever.
Hold on. So you're telling out of all the ones where you went as a woman and wanted to compete against the girls, to where you had the Donald Trump calling the mayor a piece of shiz, to where you've, I mean, just all the disruptive county, city.
This is the most, Bubba, and this is what makes you so sick. I brought in my camera and I said it on the council people. And let me just give you a little hint of what happens on this one that I'm going to post on Thursday. So I do the Donald Trump gimmick. The city council, they knew who I was. They shut it down immediately. That's not my president. And I go, have some respect, you stupid city councilwoman. Then, and how it works in New York, you all sit at the dais. It's not like you speak at a podium. You all sit at a table like you're in Congress, a little microphone. It's really, you know, high class, or it's just, you know, it looks
kind
very
of, or maybe kind of maybe old school England like kind of deal, like the way England talks to Parliament, they almost get up in each other's faces and start arguing and stuff.
Well, we're sitting at a table like right across from them, so it's just a little more official, like it's a little more intimate.
Right.
But then the meeting was for crime and justice in New York City, and there's all these Riker Island. They have a thing where they're supposed to close Rikers Island on 2027 or something. So I had an ex-Rikers convict. As soon as I called her stupid, he charges me. He's like, don't you call this councilwoman stupid. So then the security has to stop him. This is in the middle of my speech. So they're like, cut his time off. I'm like, what are you talking about? This guy's yelling at me, trying to bite me during my speech. And
now,
the problem
know,
is
do they know that you've sued the city of New York?
Oh, they know. As soon as I walk in there, the cops knew me. The cops had escorted me out. Two of them came up to me after and said they were big fans of mine.
Right. So,
but that video is crazy.
A bunch of fanboys. Love it.
I did have some fanboys in New York. So neither here nor there about that event, me speaking at that. So I'm really tired. I call Paige.
I know, but that event sounds blockbuster. Like, oh, my God.
He's going to post it soon.
Well, I am, but this is the problem, guys, is you hear mainly the audio because the camera gets knocked over. Oh. So you don't see like a lot of the fight. You hear it all, but you don't see it all, which is kind of neither. I should have had a camera woman. I should have had Paige with me. But
you should have had
it's being recorded.
Yeah,
could you find it somewhere?
Why didn't you take Paige?
Because we had the kittens. I just wanted her to watch the kittens. I was going there for
Jesus.
Work. I had a comedy show. So let me just forget about that. So after I do this crazy thing, I call Paige. I'm like, I'm so tired. And my chest is kind of hurting. My chest is just kind of hurting all day, like a nagging pain. So I go to sleep at 8 p.m. I wake up at 2 in the morning. I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah, first of all, you go into bed at 8. Please. Usually you're just crushing camels at 8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 8. That's when I start the night.
Yeah.
And so I fall asleep because I'm just so tired. And I wake up at 2 in the morning and I'm like, what? What is going on? Now my chest really hurts. And I call prepaid because I don't know what to do. And I'm like, gosh, something doesn't feel right. I don't think I'm having a heart attack. I just feel all clammy and I feel uncomfortable. My chest is hurting.
Which is the symptoms of a heart attack, by the way.
Exactly right. So then this is Saturday morning. So Saturday I have to do a comedy show. That whole day I'm feeling like crap. And I do the comedy show. It works out great, but I'm just so tired. It's like this big event. I leave the event as soon as it's over at like midnight. I go back to my hotel room. I go to sleep. Then that Sunday, I had a crazy day. I went and I stormed the Roosevelt Hotel, the illegal migrant hotel.
Oh, we saw that.
So that's when that happened. That was chaotic. Then I go to the airport. I go home.
The Roosevelt was Sunday before the airport.
Yes, okay. That was Sunday before the
and
airport.
That got you all gummed up. That was high volatile sweepstakes at its finest.
It's adrenaline to the max. Like, I was high on adrenaline. When you go to these events, you leave, and when you're getting pressed, and you're pressing people,
you're
trying to
film. Here's what I don't understand is, so we were watching that, and they're like, it looks like the security personnel are not, like, they don't look like they're properly uniformed, or like, it looks like a bunch of thugs with walkie-talkies. Like, there's no rhyme to reason here.
And see, I was waiting. I waited outside for them to call the cops because I wanted the cops to come, right? Like, what are they going to arrest me for walking into a hotel? You know, I was like, please bring the cops. I thought that would make the best content. They wouldn't call the cops. And I'm like, oh, they're running some sketchy deal.
They
had a sketchy computer in there. And then all the immigrants are using a different elevator, not the three main elevators, I guess, because they don't want people to be able to see those elevators. They're running a very shady operation in a city where, listen,
well, if you go to the Roosevelt Hotel website, it says that it does not accept reservations. And it's just basically for migrant immigration people. Like, you can't rent a room from the very historical Roosevelt Hotel.
And remember, this is in Midtown Manhattan, the most expensive real estate in the world, where people are struggling. They're paying $4,500 for a 200 square foot apartment.
Right.
Yet if you're a Venezuelan immigrant, you get to go there for free. I don't understand why do you get a free hotel room? And not only do you get a free hotel room, you get a stipend, you get a Visa gift card. They all had bags from the the food shelter. I saw they're all getting free food, so they go to the shelter. They all had bags with like ramen noodles in it. Like I've volunteered at those food clinics or right. food banks. So they all had food bank stuff. So I'm like, they're getting free snacks, getting free money, a free hotel. And this isn't a free hotel in, Cleveland, Ohio. This isn't a free hotel.
This isn't a free in El Paso, Texas. This is New York, Manhattan,
Midtown.
Like, you know,
Empire State Building's next, like right there.
Where,
like,
you know, normally that Roosevelt hotel room is $600-$700 a night, right?
Realistically, I think it's like $400 or $500. I mean, yeah, you're about right. Yeah. I mean, it's hundreds of dollars a night. But see, the thing is, now the Roosevelt can build the city, and now they're getting paid basically by the federal government.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, rather than have to play the vacancy game, okay, lower the rate, raise the rate, what's in town, what's our vacancy rate?
Guaranteed
money. We have to have a real fancy hotel. Now they can take a real fancy a kitchen and what have you, serve real fancy stuff. Now we can just say, hey, listen, we'll cut a deal. We'll stay 100% occupant at, $285 a night, but we're 100% to the game. What'd you say, Lummy? It was $1.8 million a month that they were getting?
Yeah, I was about that. Yeah.
No, they're getting $1.8 million a day, Lummy. They're getting $1 million a day, supposedly. No,
really?
Wow.
For real?
It's something $1 million a day. Is what they're spending.
How
over
many people
that
can
on...
that hotel hold?
I think it's 1,200 rooms, it says.
Yeah, so they're probably getting like a million. It's probably like 200 a day. Probably a million a day.
That's a million a day.
If I'm the guy who owns the Roosevelt or the hedge fund that owns the Roosevelt or the hotel conglomerate that owns the Roosevelt, and I can make a million a day, I don't have to have all the fanciness of the restaurant and the wait staff and all that. I just got to be able to serve tacos and some red beans and rice and some stuff like that. And I
have to serve that. But they don't have to have a kitchen. And then the worst part is, and I'm, once again, listen, you're a Venezuelan. I have no disrespect, but I wish you'd stay in Venezuela instead of coming here and taking free hotel rooms. But I'm saying I have nothing against a Venezuelan guy, but they all sit outside and now they're like mean mugging you. If you walk down that street, that 45th Avenue, Bubba, it's like you're walking through the barrio. I mean, there's people, you're not in New York City. And they were pressuring me. They were threatening me. They were pressing me, the Venezuelan immigrants. So these aren't
a true American from Dallas, Texas, that's just trying to hang out at the Roosevelt. They now, basically saying, you don't belong here. Get the hell out of here. This is our illegal immigrant.
I was the illegal immigrant at that hotel, Roosevelt Hotel. They were like, I'm the illegal. It's not legal.
So when you and Don Terry, which, by the way, Don Terry's man boobs are so on point nowadays, I got to tell you. And so what was the final outcome is you guys better? I mean, did you feel like they were going to beat you up?
Yes. That's why I wanted the cops to get there, because I was going to say, hey, that guy touched me. I had it on camera. But of course, that would have been the best content, because it would have made it last a little longer. But they wouldn't call the cops. I waited outside for 15 minutes.
So how does immigrant that is qualified or supposed to be there get there and get a room?
You don't have to have an ID or anything. I guess if they come off that bus, if they have the paperwork that they get at the border, I think that's all they need. Because now they have it in New York where you can vote.
You need to get some of that paperwork. You need to find out some of that paperwork and start running the paperwork game.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But they've exposed it where Delta Airlines is flying illegal immigrants with that paper with no ID. So you and I, we have to have a passport, an ID to get on a Delta Airlines.
Sniff our bags. They have to look into our eyes, facial recognition, all the whole thing.
And you have to pay for it.
And what I'm saying, we have to pay the $600 to Delta for a flight. They get to fly free wherever they decide. Some people choose Fort Lauderdale. Some people choose New York. Some people choose Cleveland.
Chicago,
some people choose Los Angeles.
Chicago, LA, San Francisco.
Chicago, LA. Because they don't even want to come to Dallas. There's already too many immigrants. So long story short, that crazy thing happens. I get home and I'm like, Dad, my chest doesn't feel right. He goes, all right, go to the paramedics. Go to the paramedics at the fire station. Have them do an EKG.
All right, so you're the kind of guy that just drives up because you don't want to have to pay the travel fee. So you just go to the firehouse, right?
To the firehouse. I
knew the shortcut on that deal.
You know, well, listen, it's not a shortcut.
For them to roll the ambulance to your house, that's $750 right there. I'm just telling you.
Listen to this, Bubba. This is how cheap I am. So I get into the fire station. I go, sir, we got to get you in the ambulance to do the EKG on you. It seems like something's up. They do the EKG on me, and I'm kind of joking around. There's six firemen. Paige is there. Then my dad comes, like, right as they're hooking the, you know, prongs to my breast. And they run the machine, and I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, they're like, how bad is it hurting? I'm like, I don't know, a 2 or 3 in the pain level. The machine pops out the paper.
Right.
The guy's eyes get like this. I'm like, is everything okay? They're like, no, nothing. No, they hand it to 4 different guys. They're like, sir, you got to go to the hospital right now. I go, what's going on? They go, you're having a heart attack according to the EKG. And so I start having a panic attack. I'm like, I don't even start crying, but Paige starts crying. She's sad. I'm like, wait, what's going on? They're like, we got to take you to Baylor. I'm like, no, we're not going to Baylor. My mom died at Baylor. Take me to any hospital, Baylor. I'm about to leave. So I was like, I'll drive myself to the hospital because I wanted to take myself to Medical City, one of the better hospitals
plus,
where my dad went for.
Plus, you don't want the slab fee, the $750 slab fee.
Well, no, but listen. Yeah, of course I don't want the fee for that, but I didn't have a choice. I was going to drive myself because I didn't want to pay the ambulance fee. They said, no, you're not allowed to leave. I'm sorry, sir. Like, legally, we can't. We have to take you to the nearest hospital. So I go, okay, well, then take me to UT Southwestern. So they strap me down. They immediately start hooking the IVs on me. They're like, sir, your EKG is showing that you're having a heart attack. Like, this is not a huge heart attack, but it's a heart attack.
Those lines of cocaine and Camel Crushes are...
No, that's nothing to do with cocaine. I haven't done cocaine in years, Bubba. Let me tell you something.
It's what Hank said. I'm just saying, maybe we need to do a little bit of an intervention here.
First of all, Bubba, this is induced. This is, of course, you want to make it about drugs. It has nothing to do with drugs. I just want that on the record. This had nothing to do with drugs.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drugs. About drugs. It's obvious that you're on drugs right now.
Alex, we're here to help you.
We're here to help you. On Friday, I think you were doing bumps in the Uber before.
How am I doing bumps? Paige dropped me off the airport at 6 in the. Listen, I'm not doing drugs. Okay, I just want that known. You love to create that narrative. That is a false narrative.
You're a healthy, strapping 36. How old are you, Alex?
37
years old. You shouldn't be having these conditions unless you're crushing the Campbells and smashing the Yahoo. I'm just saying, lover.
Well, you can get it without doing, you, believe it or not, heart disease. You can get heart disease from not using drugs. It is a, it can be hereditary.
I don't know
is
the
my case.
Is there a history of
heart? Let me finish the story and quit accusing me of being a crack addict. Like,
I don't
like
your energy
right
now.
You're
freaking me out. You're giving yourself another heart attack.
We're just trying to like. Yeah. And listen, man, what if we could have had a conversation with Hank a day before he did stupid stuff? We're just trying.
I talked to Hank before he died.
And you probably beat yourself up daily that you didn't say, Hank, man, grab a hold of yourself, kid. I love you.
No, I don't beat myself up about that. But I beat myself up about something.
I would beat myself up if I didn't have this conversation with you saying you need to burn a timeout on the Camel Crushes. My mom had a heart attack just based on cigarettes alone, my friend. You know
and blasting. She was getting effed when she had her heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, come on, buddy.
Can I finish the story before we try to do a fake intervention? Okay.
No, this isn't fake. I'm trying to tell you
I'm
to slow
I'm not on cocaine. So this is fake, okay? So I've never done cocaine near you, with you. You've never seen me use cocaine. So stop saying that I'm using cocaine. Everybody's like, this is what's so annoying. And we're on YouTube, so I want to say so much. Everybody's like, oh, well, Alex is a liar. Alex is definitely vaccinated. Alex is obviously vaccinated.
Oh, I didn't go to the vaccination. I went right to the cocaine. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, so then people are like, oh, you got it from viral shedding. Let me just tell the story.
Okay.
So they're saying I'm having a heart.
Can you slow down a little bit, though? You're getting yourself worked up.
Your face is turning a little red there.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I bring out the heart attack in you. I am so sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Let me finish it.
Okay, buddy. Okay. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Okay, so.
Just calm it down a little bit.
I know, now I'm hot. I gotta turn on my fan. Okay.
He's gonna start sweating again.
Yeah. Take a statin.
I am sweating again. You bring out the heat in me.
Take a statin.
My hair's all crazy. Look at my hair.
Bubba, this
look at my hair now.
At least you're worried.
Give Stein a heart attack live on the air.
Well, so they say I'm having a heart attack.
Seth said take a statin immediately.
I'm sorry. Cholesterol.
It's funny you guys say that. So I get to the hospital. I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack.
And there, by the way, you arrive in the ambulance.
In the ambulance, right. Yeah. I got all the. I mean, I got. Let me show you some of these pictures. I ought to send them to you. So I arrived there in the ambulance. Let me find it.
All IV'd up. You know, they're like, this guy's EKG is showing a full-blown heart attack. We got to get this guy. This guy's in trouble.
IV Willie, 100%. And so, if I can find this dang picture, so I'm in the IV. I get to the hospital. And as soon as they do an EKG in the hospital, all of a sudden they're saying your EKG's okay.
What a cocaine! What? The cocaine wore off. I mean, in the ride. Cocaine has a half life. I know it does. Come on now, work with me, kid.
So they're like, sir, it doesn't seem like you're having a heart attack. And I'm like, okay. So they're like, well, we got to do major tests because they have the EKG printout from the original EKG. And I'm like, do EKGs have false positives? They're like, no, not really. Usually because it checks your electrical pulses. So like it'll see if there's an irregularity.
Can I interrupt?
Of course.
They saw that you had great insurance. That Blaze. You had that Blaze. You got that Blaze.
I got Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, you got that Blaze Blue Cross. And they're like, man, you know what? We got to run this guy through the gamut, man. And we got to run this guy through the salad bar.
They're calling him Pimp on a Stent,
Bubba. It's not funny because.
Pimp on a Stent.
Pimp on a Stent is right. They gave me, but Bubba, so then they gave me aspirin. I mean, they haven't given my bill yet, but I asked the woman, I go, how much do you charge for the aspirin? And she goes, I have no idea. I go, well, somebody does. Does somebody know how much that aspirin costs? You know, that literally it's probably $50 for the two aspirin they gave me.
But you got the Glenback Silver Plan, kid. You're good.
Yeah, but there's a thing called the deductible. There's a thing, you know, they add gimmicks to it and stuff. You know, it's
so
still going to cost me.
So they hook you up to the sheens and they're like, man, buddy, you're good. What's going
on? Well, not necessarily. They're not. They don't know that I'm good yet. They take my blood. How they tell if you're having a heart attack, you have a thing called tryptophan. It's an enzyme that releases when your heart is seriously damaged.
Right.
It releases this enzyme, and they say the tests are very accurate. So they get the enzyme test back. They're like, you don't have any tryptophan in your blood. You didn't get an MI, myocarditis infraction, or something like that. So you didn't have a heart attack. But my chest is still kind of hurting. I'm like, what? They're like, all right, we got to keep you for observation. They do a full CT scan, full blood work.
And why do you think they did that?
To see if I was having a heart attack.
No,
because you got injured.
Yeah. They ripped me off. And me and Pri had to sleep in the emergency room because, listen, the night we get there, They were so, they had first class service when I got there because I said I was having a heart attack. They were waiting for me. The doctors were waiting for me to get me on a table to get me going, which I thought was great. But as soon as they saw that I was stabilized and I was fine, a gunshot victim, three people got shot in Dallas next to Love Field Airport, right next to the hospital. All of a sudden, all this chaos, all these cops come in, this blood comes in, and a guy died like in the room across the hall.
Yeah, they're not worried about your false positive heart attack, Willie, with caused by Camel Crushes. They're worried about this guy that just got his head blown off.
Yeah, so they kept us in the emergency room, but they're like, sir, we got to get you a CT scan, so you're going to have to stay here all night, but we can't get you any open rooms, so you're going to have to sleep in the emergency room all night. Right. So an emergency room is not a regular room. I'm not in the kind of, not that a hospital bed's comfortable, but I'm in like one of those beds that are made just for wheeling you around, basically. It's not for actually sitting in.
Yeah, and where's poor little pay-per-view?
She was there. In the nice rooms have a little couch bed for your guests. She just had a chair, so she had to sleep with her head on the bed, like curled into the chair. So we're sharing this like twin bed. They finally give us a room. They do the CT scan. They see that my heart is normal. They say it's slightly enlarged, as if I was like an athlete would have. They said the enlargement's not enough, or it's, you know, enlarged.
Right,
but
right.
They said, oh, it's a little bit. They say your heart's a little enlarged, but it's not a weird enlargement.
And that's from recreational cocaine. I'm just saying, you know, if you look at heart enlargement, barely. Lummy, what's it? Lummy, you just looked it up right now. What's
yes,
it say?
It looks like it's caused from recreational cocaine.
With a Camel Crush chaser?
Yeah, it says Camel Crush on there. It says a slight enlargement is caused from recreational cocaine and Camel Crushes.
And Camel
Crushes. Well, I can't debate that because that is probably factually, scientifically true. But
yeah, you're probably right.
So they do the CT.
So get off the bumps and the Camel Crushes and we're going to be okay?
Okay. Bring it down.
Settle down. I'm not on the bumps.
We don't know what you were getting from those immigrants in New York.
I'm not on so the. Then, yeah, we know so what those Venezuelans were swinging. Yeah. We're selling to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's why I was really at the Roosevelt. I was getting some of that good border.
Some of that good yeho.
Okay, well, so listen, you'll like this gimmick. This is like the last kind of funny thing. So the internal specialist, the guy that did my CT scan, he calls me and I'm going live from my hotel room on my show last night. He's like, oh, we're going to come up to the room right now. I tell the guy, oh, no, I got to go number two really bad because I was trying to record the beginning of my show before all the doctors came in and interrupted it. So the specialist's like, what? You don't want to hear your diagnosis? He's like, I do. It's just I need 15 minutes. So they thought that was weird. Then finally they came in after I filmed my show.
Like a team full of doctors and they came by and they were all
just one Indian guy. Okay. They didn't even need the team of doctors because they had the internal specialist said, your heart's fine. We looked at your valves. And they did a sonogram of my heart, but it's a real sonogram. Like they did an x-ray. Then they did a sonogram where it was like an hour where this woman, she takes pictures of my heart and then they measure it. She's on this special machine and she has like a little mouse. And then they measure how big my openings are, how much it moves. And they can even measure how much blood my body pumps using my weight and height. And they said, your heart's healthy. I'm like,
Slightly enlarged.
From like an athlete's level, they said, because I am a premier athlete.
Recreational cocaine use.
I am a premier athlete, University of South Florida Bull. One of the greatest Bulls. One of the most famous. Probably going to be in the Distinguished Alumni one day, but that's neither here nor there.
The Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor in Tampa.
You and Matt Grothy in the Ring of Honor. There you go.
Matt and I will. Matt Grothy was a beast. That guy's one of the best ever. He was a stud. So then.
That's back. That's back when Levitt had that program humming, didn't he? Yeah.
And Jim Levitt, dude, he was crazy.
At one time, University of South Florida was number two in the nation for 1 week. For 1 week, they were.
They beat West Virginia. They beat UConn. No, that was a big deal when they were number one.
Kansas.
Are you going to like what? Do we need to have an intervention here? Are you going to be okay?
I'm starting my diet today.
Did they say that this might have been diet related?
They think it's because I told them I've gained 35 pounds since November 20th.
Like if you were to be on, like none of us, we all lie about the scales. I don't. I weighed this morning. I'll tell you exactly what I was. But what are you honestly?
No, honestly, they weighed me in my hospital bed when I first got there. I was like 247. Then the day I left, I was 243 because they weighed me on the bed. So, and then I was 250 like this weekend. So I've lost about 7 pounds from this whole ordeal. But yeah, I mean,
ideally, where are you?
I got to be 225 and I'm still kind of pudgy at 225.
What were you for your fight?
I was 218 for my fight.
You look good. Like, when you took your shirt off and everything, you didn't have man boobs or nothing. Like, you were great. 220 is a good, I mean, that's what you need to shoot for, 220.
Yeah,
because
I'm almost 6'4". Yeah, I'm almost 6'4". But
no,
really,
listen, man, you're a big dude. Like, my girl Jenny Durst is like, man, you don't realize Alex is a big dude.
Come on, University of South Florida, bull. Dude, I got beat up by Stephen Nicholas, the snake.
Is Jenny Durst the best or what? Is she
number
the,
one? Jenny Durst is number one. Love Bubba her. Army. Ugh. She's the best. Oh, and did you see the video I sent you from the cop that said Bubba Army?
No.
Go look at your text message right now from me. Go on your phone right now. Listen, I'm walking down Manhattan when I got kicked out of that.
Yeah, I did see that. And that was a cop?
That was a cop. Look at his shirt. That was a cop. He's going, Bubba Army, Bubba Army. And he was yelling it. So you didn't even hear he did keep saying Bubba Army, but he stopped me in the middle of the street while he was driving yelling Bubba Army. I saw you on the show this morning. And he was a New York cop. So you still have a lot of people in New York that like you. That cop likes you.
Actually, it's our number three. New York is our number three city.
Well, that makes sense because Howard's so popular there, and you have a connection to him, so that makes sense that you'd be popular there, don't you think?
I hope I didn't erase it. I think I might have erased it.
Right, I'll go to our text messages together. I'll find it right now. Hold on.
You can send it back to me. Yes.
Yeah.
You were walking down the street of New York.
Walking down the street.
And you see, I guess, a police officer. Oh yeah, turn it up so we can hear it. Turn it up.
We love Bubba. Let's go.
See his cop? That's a cop. He's got that shirt.
Hell yeah. So, I need to know what district he works.
You can tell Alex is having a stroke.
Oh, yeah. You're stroked out there. Yeah.
Bubba, let's go.
Yeah, I was having a baby stroke.
Can you resend that to me, though, buddy? Because I'm going to post that.
I'll send it to you right now. And that was a cop in New York City. So, long story short, it looks like my heart's okay. I got to lose 20 pounds. I got to stop, dealing with the cartel and hanging out with the Venezuelans in New York City. I think that probably had something to do with it. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
That's all that matters. We thought we were having to have a mild intervention because maybe you were doing things and,
I am doing things. I'm just doing other things. Because let's be real.
None of us are stock. None of us are stock. None of us are OEM. We all got some kind of kicker on us.
Aftermarket. Yeah, I got a lot of aftermarket gimmicks. But I'll be honest, you guys are a little bit right. You know, I don't use cocaine now, but I have when I was younger, and I've done stuff that's, I've worn this now. I don't have, I got the Charlie Sheen heart disease a little bit. You know, I mean, this is a little bit.
Yeah, but I didn't appreciate. I mean, you were like Charlie Sheen. Next thing's AIDS. I mean, do you know what that means? I mean, for you to get AIDS, do you know what that means?
What? That I'm using a heroin needle with another person that has AIDS?
Or, I mean, maybe.
The old-fashioned way.
You know, it's impossible for. They say it's impossible for a guy to get it from a girl and that it's impossible for two girls to give it to each other.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is the most obvious situation to get to AIDS.
I know.
When you're breaking vessels.
I played basketball with Magic Johnson one time. I had one pickup game with Magic Johnson, and now I'm HIV positive.
That was not funny at all.
Tookie.
Part of the morning. Like, I feel like I'm part of the morning zoo crew.
He's recovering, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, where's
well,
my
you thing? Are the part. What do you mean? We're in the zoo right now. Yeah. Let's not hate on Morning Zoo Radio.
Oh, yeah. All right, listen. Thank God you're okay. Pay-per-view is by your side the entire time, which just shows you what hell of a woman she is.
She was signing up for Tinder, though. I
had her try to bring in Sky Bear. They wouldn't let me bring in my cat. No. I kept on trying to get her to
sneak. I'm sure you probably did the whole emotional support cat and the whole nine yards.
I needed it for my heart. But then one thing I forgot to tell you. So when they finally put me in that nice room that I was only in for about 6 hours, this is UT Southwestern. I was like, hey, I need a vegetarian lunch. I'm kind of hungry. They're like, oh, sir, there's a menu. You can order. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So then I try to order, and I'm limited.
Yeah, when you're on the Glenn Beck, Blue Cross Blue Shield Silver Plan, bitch, you got a lunch menu. You got vegan options.
The buffet.
Hell, yeah. Order what you want.
Order whatever I want. In the ER, I just got one little pancake. But the next meal, I got a veggie burger.
Oh, we saw it.
It wasn't that good.
Biting off my food review, but given 9.1s and stuff. Jesus, what a biter.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Okay, well, listen, Bubba, I try to emulate you. They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Oh, let me see if I have a kitten right here. Oh, my God, look, Bubba.
Look at this.
Oh, look at that little guy. Is he going to... So now they meow, meow.
This is the mama. Hold on.
You know, the little one's hungry.
So. Well, they got nipple. Hold on. Let me grab the other one.
Okay.
Have you named them?
I can't believe
you
just went right to the fireplace.
This is the only one I've named. I know.
Right to the fireplace. Seth's hallucinating. Yeah, there we go. Right, yeah, boom. How many? This is Valentine.
Born on Valentine's Day, 2024.
Oh, there you go, little thing, little cutie. There you go, little
that
cutie.
Is so
do they know
sweet.
That you're their daddy? They know that you're the daddy.
They know I'm the daddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got to get going. We're running behind.
You gonna be out tonight, Alex?
You gonna be on the air tonight?
Yeah, I'll be on the air tonight. Make sure to watch the show, 7 p.m. Eastern.
BlazeTV.com.
Oh my
and
God, so
YouTube.
Yeah, primetime Alex Stein.
Primetime Alex Stein on YouTube. He's got like 10 million viewers or something like that. He's the man.
Oh, and check out my latest city council meeting tonight and tomorrow. I got two crazy meetings I'm posting. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Yes, this is a daily telethon. We got to keep the lights on somehow. So don't forget PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo. All at BubbaArmyHQ.com.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll be back after this.